Have you ever binge-read a new favorite series, only to end up with a book hangover?
Book Talk for Book Talk with Jack and Amy is the go-to literary podcast to discuss your favorite novels with your newest book besties. They use their literary backgrounds to analyze what makes these stories so special.
Listen to Book Talk for Book Talk with Jack and Amy wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Herbert! And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're having a great week wherever you are. Today's episode is a special episode. It's Dr. Phil live from Chicago Part 1 with Chevy Chase, Mark Norman, and Jonathan Kite. Holy shit. This episode was filmed in front of 3,800 people at the famous Chicago Theater. We had to blow this baby into two parts because it was so long, like 2.5 hours. Like most of these Dr. Phil shows are going now on the road. They're close to 2.5 hours, and they're just bananas, and we got to split them into two because people don't watch 2.5 hours of comedy all the way through. Sometimes they do if it's a Scorsese comedy. I don't know. Fuck it, maybe they do, but we have found that people watch it more if it's just an hour. So we split it into two. This first part is insane. Chevy Chase was in town. I hit up his sweet daughter, Kaylee, who I'm friends with, who works at the Comedy Store, great comedian. And she hit him up, and we worked it out, and Chevy came by for about 10 minutes. And, man, it's just a wild thing. I mean, Christmas Vacation is one of my favorite movies of all time. Chevy's one of the comedy icons of our generation. And it was insane to have him. And he got a crazy ovation, as you'll hear. And it was just incredible. I mean, what are the chances to have him in town at the same time? And he popped by, and you know, the show's still out, so everyone's a surprise. So nobody knew he was going to be there, including Mark Norman, who came on next and blew the roof off the fucking theater. Mark is just one of those guys that is funny all the time. And then John Kite, my boy John Kite, came on. He's in part one and part two, one of the best impressionists and comedians out there. Part two will drop next week with Andrew Santino and Mark Norman. John Kite and Jeremiah, of course, and Avery Pearson as well, with some musical improvised crowd work. So enjoy this episode. Go watch it on YouTube as well. Of course, all the episodes live video style at youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. This weekend, we are in Nashville, Tennessee. If you haven't gotten your tickets left, I think there's about 60 tickets left for the Dr. Phil Live at the Pinnacle in Nashville, Tennessee. The guests are going to be wild. I say that every time, but it's fucking true. We also have a Dr. Phil Live in Austin, Texas, as a part of Moon Tower Comedy Festival on April 19th. Get your tickets for both these shows. Nashville on Sunday, April 6th. Austin, Dr. Phil Live, April 19th, AdamRayComedy.com. And then we've got about 10 left. Cleveland, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Reno, Atlantic City, and we just added Cape Cod in August, and then we are going to announce Montreal, the Comedy Festival, soon as well. All these tickets, as well as my stand-up tour date information, AdamRayComedy.com. I will be at the Olsen Run Comedy Club in Eugene, Oregon, May 7th through the 10th. Toronto, the Comedy Bar, May 1st through the 3rd. Tickets are sold out. But then we got a special big announcement we're going to make in 2 weeks. Holy shit. A big announcement in 2 weeks. I can't wait to tell you. Stay tuned. Follow me on Adam Ray Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. The podcast at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, AdamRayComedy.com on YouTube. My special, like and subscribe. All the Dr. Phil episodes. Merch at AdamRayComedy.com. And enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Holy shit. Happy belated April 1st. April 1st was always a sweet time for me as a kid. I put a hand buzzer on my teacher's seat. I put a drink, an ice cube with a fly in his coffee, and a whoopee cushion on his chair when he sat in front of the class. He freaked out about the hand buzzer. He almost swallowed the fake ice and died, and then he queefed on his chair in front of the class, and I was sent to the hall. So, life is good. Hope you guys are feeling great. Enjoy the weekend. Be good to each other, and man, enjoy the fuck out of this episode. Dr. Phil Live from Chicago, part one, with Chevy Chase, Mark Norman, and Jonathan Kite.
Here he is, Dr. Phil! Chicago, Illinois, make some other noise if you're excited to be around tonight in the Windy City, baby. We're doing it right. Sold this bitch out on a Sunday. Keep it going for yourselves for showing up on St. Patty's Day. If you guys fired up for a banger tonight, this might be the wildest show we've ever put together. Make some noise for yourself. Back and I want to hear you scream upstairs. Come on. Unbelievable. You guys can fuck off and sit down. Thank you so much. You guys are in for a real treat tonight. We got people in the second tier, in the Muppet seats. A bunch of perverts up there. You guys feeling good? Second tier, you guys feeling good? Tonight's show is all about perfection, okay? Watch your fucking language, sir. Webster's Dictionary defines it, okay, as a state or condition of being free or as free as possible from flaws, okay? Maybe you're trying to be perfect in your high school GPA, okay, because you're a conjoined twin, and you're privy to the fact that most colleges aren't as accepting as they should be of people who share an asshole. Do you know what I'm saying? You got to be up to speed. Maybe you're trying to be perfect on the pickleball court because your dad told you if you're perfect at pickleball, okay, and you can beat me, I won't beat you for fun, you know? Child abuse is a real thing. My wife, Robin, is always yelling at me for not being perfect. Keep it going for my wife, Robin. By the way, 48 years with the marital bliss. That's a bad bitch right there. With a sweetheart, but she's a bad bitch. She's Robin is always yelling at me, Phil, you're a terrible cook. You drive with your mouth open, okay? And every time we fuck, you say the dog's name instead of mine. And I always tell her, well, tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. Nobody's perfect, you know? A lot of people here tonight in Chicago that aren't as perfect as they want to be. Let's turn those house lights on, Sean, real quick, and let me take a look at some of the... Holy shit, look at you guys, huh? This is a big... Big fucking room. A lot of psychos up in the front row. A lot of people came out here to look for some upgrades, sir. How are you? You got, what is that? You got four scarves on? Yeah. What's your name, sir? Sir, what is your name?
John.
John, yeah. Where are you from, John?
Here.
Here? All right. You don't have to be a fucking dick about it, John. I'm just trying to make small talk. John, what do you do here in Chattown?
I work in advertising.
Work in advertising? And what are you pushing on the public, John? What are you trying to get us to buy with our hard-earned cash?
At
who?
Whirlpool
Appliances. Let's go. Yeah. Is that and what the fuck is that, John? What do you guys? Did you feel the silence in the room when you announce what you do for a living? Who's this to your left, John? Is that Tracy Chapman? Who is that to your left? Who is that? Stand up, sir. I like your style. Is this Lenny Kravitz's son? Stand up, sir. Who are you? Show the entire Chicago theater what you're working with. Yeah. It's Black Post Malone in the third row. Thanks for coming out, sir. Well, I appreciate you, John. Thank you for your service. Oh, there's a fucking 7-year-old boy over here. What the fuck is going on? You're 10? I don't think I like your fucking attitude right now, if I'm being perfectly honest. I'm 10, spoken like a true 7-year-old. What's your name, sir?
Xander.
Xander? How do you spell that? Z-A-N-D-E-R? Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a Pokemon character? What the fuck? What are you... Where do you get named Xander? Is it by the guy to your left? Who is that? Yeah, blink twice if you're in stranger danger right now. Is that somebody you know? If you see something, say something, Xander. Xander, what's it like to be 10 years old in 2025? Sorry, I had a mac and cheese portable in the car on the way over here. Xander, 10 years old in 2025, what's it like? You don't know? Well, take a moment to yourself, develop a thought, and can say something, bitch. He's laughing. We're okay. Some of you are like, this got real aggressive real quick, but Xander's having a good time. Xander, I like your style. I like your mojo. You're going to see a wild show tonight. Stuff you probably can't repeat at school. But as soon as I say that, I go, well, you know what? Maybe fuck it. Maybe say it at school and see what happens. You already do? You already do say crazy shit? What's some of the craziest shit you've ever said, Xander?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, do you want to come up on stage and maybe curse in front of 3,600 people and see it? Yeah? Who wants Xander to come on stage and say a couple of curse words? Come on, Xander. Come on. Dad, you can come with him. Dad, bring him up. Dad, you want to come up too? Guys, make it loud for Xander, huh? We got a 10-year-old kid. Now come this way, guys. Over this way. Guys, this way. Xander, over this way. There you go. Take the staircase. Fuck yeah. Look at, holy shit. Look at, wow. How are you, sir? Come on this side, sir. Sir, what's your name?
Nick.
Nick, hell yeah. And you are?
Xander.
You sure you're not Charlie Bucket? Look at you. Got Grandpa Joe out of bed tonight, huh? Nick, you're a goddamn legend for bringing your son here. He's your son, yeah?
Yep.
How long has he been your son? I don't know what to ask you right now.
Probably 10 years.
10 years, I like that. Nick, so I didn't realize that this was an all-ages show, or did you just...
I didn't either until I had seen it on your website.
Yeah. We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. Xander, have you seen the show on YouTube before?
No.
Okay, so you're... Did you think you were going to the actual Dr. Phil Lab show, or...?
No.
You just... Your dad said, hey, we're getting out of the house, your mom's being a twat, and it's,
Actually, yeah.
You're gonna make my mustache fall off. Actually, yeah. All right, we'll leave it in. Xander... what's it like to be the son of Nick? Is it pretty cool? I mean, to have a dad to bring you to a comedy show on a Sunday when you got school tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And what grade are you in, Zan?
Fourth.
Which one fucking is it? You just said two grades.
Fourth. Fourth grade.
Yeah, you might, yeah. Get used to saying it, because I think you're going to run that shit back. I fucking love you, dude. Nick, do you mind before we kind of get this show heading in the right direction? This is obviously a big deal to bring up a child on stage in front of 3,600 people. By the way, take a look into the crowd right now, Xander. These people wanted you up on stage, and that's for you. Have you been in front of this many people before, Xander?
No.
Yeah, what's at school, like recess, it's maybe only a couple people watch from time to time. Maybe there's a creepy guy across the street that's got some binoculars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was joking, but all right. Nick, do you got a woman in your life? Does Xander have a mom out there for real?
Yep.
Yeah, great. And she's at home tonight, yeah?
Yes, sir.
A little father-son bonding time?
Yeah, something.
And you're from Chicago, Nick?
We're from Indiana.
Did you make the trip? Let's fucking go. That's unbelievable. Do we got some Dr. Phil merch for Xander and Nick, by the way? We're going to set you guys up with some goodies and some hoodies. This is maybe one of my favorite moments of the show so far. So I would love, Nick, if you would give the blessing to Xander to... have you cursed in public before, Xander?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. And what sort of... you got any favorite catchphrases? Or are you a big catchphrase guy in general? Do you ever say, like, "I carumba" or "don't eat my shorts, man," or... You know what I'm saying? Or, I don't know, what's SpongeBob say, or Olivia Rodrigo? What are you into, Xander?
Comedy.
Comedy, yeah? Who's your favorite comedian?
You.
Oh, shit, okay. I fucking love that, dude. Well, you got to get outside and see more comedy. There's more shit out there. No, I appreciate that. What are your friends into at 10 years old, Xander? What sort of shows does Nick let you watch if he didn't show you this show?
Like, everything.
Yeah. So you've seen, like, Two Girls, One Cup, or what? Do you know what that is?
Nope.
Yep, let's leave it like that. Well, Xander, Nick, do you mind if Xander says some fun words in front of the crowd? Everything, I think, you know, everything's on the table, I feel like, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, we're up here. You might as well.
Yeah. Or, yeah, I mean, I was kind of hoping you'd be like, hey, everything but the N-word, I feel like, as a dad, you should say.
I hope he would know that.
You hope he would know that, yeah. Xander, yeah. You know not to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't feel very confident, but that's... All right, we're going to see what happens. At school, people probably... Your teachers harp down on you if you say a curse word, right?
No.
No? Oh, what school do you go to? You want to give it a shout-out?
Couch Elementary.
Yeah, I don't know why I expected anybody to applaud. That would have been... There's no other children here, right? No faculty from Couch Elementary. What's it called?
Couch Elementary.
Hell yeah. And okay, there we go. Now, Xander, probably at 10 years old, words like fart are funny, right?
No.
Okay. Well, the floor is yours, motherfucker. I'm going to hand you a microphone. Norm, how we looking? Yeah, I'm going to hand you a microphone, Xander. And can speak into it?
Hi.
Great. And go ahead and step up here. I'm going to stand on this side. Nick, stand on this side. And I guess we'll just kind of let you, you know, speak from the heart, more or less. But, or I guess I can I run a word by you? And if it's cool, then you whisper it into your son's ear. Okay, great. Okay. It's what we call a little game of fucked up telephone. Whenever you're ready, Xander.
Bitch.
Okay. Pretty funny so far. That worked out according to plan. All right, what else we got? How about this? Whenever you're ready, Xander.
Cocksucker.
Okay, wow. Didn't even take his foot off the gas pedal from the first word. All right, how about another one? How about this one?
I'm scared for this one.
Go ahead, Xander.
Queef.
Can you spell it for extra credit?
No, no.
Yeah, it's probably better that way. It's Q-U-E-E-F for future ref. All right, last one. Guys, keep it going for Xander. This is a... We won't put this on YouTube without your consent.
Do it.
Guys, keep it going for Xander and Nick, Chicago's finest. We got a living legend and dad of the year. I got some Dr. Phil merch for you right here. Norm, come on out. Bring the merch. You got the merch? Nope, we got the merch? Here it is. Guys, make some noise for Norm, my assistant tour manager. Here he comes right now. Norm, we got Xander and Nick, some Dr. Phil merch. Hand it off to them. You guys fuck off back to your seats. One more time for Nick and Xander. I love you guys. Xander, I love you. I'll take that mic back right down the stairs. One more time for Nick and Xander, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out on a Sunday night and making our dreams come true. Nick, you're a goddamn legend. Let's hope Child Services didn't buy tickets to tonight's show. You guys having a good time so far? Chicago, this is the first ever Dr. Phil Live in the Windy City. I'm going to ask you that one more time. Are you guys ready to get this show started or what?
Hey kids, look, a deer!
Hey, it's
crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy!
I can't take it!
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Go, go, go!
Chase, ladies and gentlemen, how's that? Good to see you, Chevy.
You too.
Happy St.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, Chevy Chase, ladies and gentlemen. You want to take a seat real quick?
Whatever you like.
Yeah, you want to stand, you want to sit? You can sit in my chair.
Sure, I'll sit here.
Chevy Chase, ladies and gentlemen, this is quite the treat. Xander, you just opened for Chevy Chase.
Well... this is something I haven't seen an audience like this really ever, frankly.
Yeah. Well, these people love you, Chip. Did you hear that response when you came outside?
Very nice. I appreciate it.
Goddamn comedy legend right here.
Appreciate it.
Chevy, what are you doing in Chicago? You going to go to Nordstrom, or what are you doing?
Is that a joke?
Yeah, no.
A Nordstrom joke?
A Nordstrom joke.
I'm here visiting friends.
I love it.
And, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Let's go.
So I haven't been here. What?
I said, let's go. That's a term that young kids that want to be cool.
No, I didn't invite you.
Yeah.
Let's get that straight.
Okay. Chevy, you've been to Chicago a bunch, right? Didn't you start comedy around this neck of the woods?
No.
Oh, okay.
I started in New York City where I live.
That's right.
But I've been to Chicago a few times. I love it here. It's a beautiful city.
Isn't this where Christmas Vacation was based? You live there, right?
Well, yeah, the in the movie it was based. That's right.
Right.
See, it's different. It's a movie.
You mean Tobey Maguire's not really Spider-Man?
That's right, man. You got it, Dave.
Yeah.
It was centered in Chicago. And what the hell do you think you're doing?
Sweetheart, the show started 30 minutes ago. Where the fuck have you been? I got this, Chevy. I'm so sorry. You got your Red Bull. You got your cocktail. Are you wearing a Hooters t-shirt? Chevy, she's wearing a Hooters t-shirt. Do you know Hooters is shutting down?
I beg your pardon?
Hooters is shutting down for business.
Oh, who can blame them?
Yeah. Well, the perverts.
Hooters. I've never been to a Hooters.
Well, I'll send you a link. It was a fun time.
That's swell.
The food was not as good as advertised, but...
Oh, my God, I'll bet. But yeah. You did your eating, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chevy, are you a big holiday guy? You're wearing green for St. Patty's Day.
Well, this I'm wearing because I have my best friend here with me. His name is Patrick.
Let's keep it going for Patrick, everybody. Not to be confused with St. Patrick, which is the day we're...
No, he is a saint in many ways. But his wife's here. My wife is here. My daughter's here. You know, I'm a normal family guy.
You're a family guy, yeah. You love your fam, yeah. And it seems that that families travel in packs. I don't know if you saw, there's a 10-year-old boy at our show tonight.
Yeah. I don't want to discuss it, okay?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Chevy, I can't even tell you how special it is to what, you got a pube on your hat? What was that?
A pube. George Shroom and pube. There we go.
There we go. That's comedy in 2025. Chevy, when you come on stage like this and people go nuts, do you have are there certain core memories of show business? Because you've done and seen it all. I mean, you might be one of the funniest motherfuckers to ever grace planet Earth. I mean, I'm not alone in saying that. I mean, you know what it is. You got one of the coolest points, too.
Well, but let me tell you, buddy, I am the funniest.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm not.
Yeah. I don't know. Wanda Sykes is pretty cool.
No, I've been funny a long time, and it's getting shorter by the second here. I'm just kidding.
But do you have a core memory that stands out? Like when you hear the ovation of the crowd, I don't know if that harkens you back to SNL days or even movie TV days, but do you just
You know, SNL is really 200 people in the audience.
Right.
If that, maybe 300.
Right.
But here I'm looking at least 2,800, right?
More 36, but yeah, who's
36,
counting?
36, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
So this is a large crowd, and I rarely ever get to see that. I make movies, and, you know, you got 7 people there making the movie with you, and 12 people, and that's it. You know, we're gone after 3 months, and so this is very rare for me to see this. It's really something. Thank you.
They love it. Did you hear that?
Really appreciate it.
Well, maybe I don't want to speak too soon, but maybe you and Xander could do a little, I don't know, maybe come to Chicago for another Chevy Chase's Chicago Vacation movie. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Chevy Chase, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for him real quick. The one and only... The great Chevy Chase, you guys can do better than that. Let's fucking go. Chevy Chase, ladies and gentlemen. Chevy motherfucking Chase. Chevy Chase, give it up for him. Balcony, let's fucking go. He ain't done yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. One more time for Chevy Chase on a St. Patty's Day Sunday here in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks, Patrick. You guys having a good time so far on the Dr. Phil Live Show? Chicago, we're going to keep this show moving along with your next guest. My next guest hails all the way from New York City. You might have seen his specials on YouTube or Netflix. Maybe his appearances on Conan or The Tonight Show. Maybe his podcast appearances on Tiger Belly, Your Mom's House, Birdcast, Bad Friends, Joe Rogan, Kill Tony. He hosts 2 very popular podcasts, one alongside Joe Liz called Tuesdays with Stories, and the other one with Sam Morril called We Might Be Drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from New York City, it's Mark! Mark Norman! I mean, it ain't gonna get better than this. Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen. One more time for him.
Good to be here. Oh, wow, it's a Hooters lady in the front.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, RIP and also, you know, TMI, right? And also HPV, probably, right?
Yeah. I'm still hard from Xavier. Cute kid.
Okay, well.
Sorry.
That's all right. We'll leave it in.
I mean, are we sure that's his dad? That guy had a Catch a Predator vibe.
Yeah, you don't want to have that as a vibe, as a guy, right?
Bad vibe. That was my first TV credit.
Was the Chris Hansen... Chris Hansen was always so funny, though, right?
Sure. Like, what?
Well, because the guys would come in and they'd be like, so, do you always wear sweatpants? And Chris Hansen would be like, you know, hey, I'm going to need you to stop drinking that Diet Dr. Pepper and pull your pants up, Pedro, you know?
Sure.
And then the guy was like, oh, I was just gonna talk to her about school. their answers were always so fucking bullshit, right?
Right. I was like, I was just gonna do curse words with them.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's tonight's Doritos joke of the night.
Yeah, but he was cute. He was like a little.
We got it. Yeah. There is something though about seeing a kid and going, God damn! I remember being a kid, but I'm so far away from it now, you know. You know, like being an adult, there's just so much more to worry about. You know, he just got to come up, drop a C-bomb, and then he's gonna, you know, go to school or not go to school.
Right.
You know, brush his teeth or not brush his teeth, and no one's gonna call him out for it. You know.
I guess so. I mean, at that age, you got to just worry about priests and whatnot. But now I feel like.
He's right.
Priests were the kid, but I think female teachers in Florida have picked up the slack. Every time I turn on the news, there's a skank in Tampa banging an eighth grader. Am I wrong?
No, you're very right.
All right.
It's always like Teresa or Debbie.
Yes, hey, Tiffany.
Tiffany, Amber Thiessen. Yeah, they're always hot teachers, too.
Always hot, and they never show the kid on the news. What the hell?
Yeah, give the kid a shout-out. At least put his Twitter handle up.
I know. I'm like, this is my moment. Put me up there. I'm a hero.
Yeah, imagine being picked last in kickball, but then you fuck the teacher.
Ooh, good point. Good point.
Because you need some of that recognition so kids at school start recognizing that you're here to stay, you know?
I like it. I feel like we're still new with female pedophilia in America. The priest, we know what to do. Hey, burn in hell. But the teacher, you're like, wow, where was she when I was a kid? Yeah. Anyone else hard?
Okay. Bro, Chicago is one of those cities that gets me fired up.
Hell of a town.
Hell of a town. This might be, you guys know it. That's why you're here. That's why you're cheering for yourselves. Yep.
Blackhawks.
Okay. I wasn't sure what that was for a second.
Oh, sorry.
I just haven't been to a Chuck E. Cheese in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And what I mean by that, Mark, is my buddy Ron owns a Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why would I make that up?
Wow.
you reacted like one of those infomercial.
Well, it's just a weird brag.
Well, it wasn't a brag. Let me finish my story,
sorry.
Mark Norman.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so Chuck, he owns a Chuck E. Cheese. He's got themed nights, right? So he's got a Native American themed night.
No way.
Sorry. You're just always surprised, aren't you?
Well, there's so few left.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese's or Native Americans?
Native Americans.
Okay.
They're like blockbusters. They're going. They're dropping like flies.
Well, who's the Netflix then? Who's taking them down?
The white man.
Yeah. Probably. So.
Any Native Americans here?
Yeah, good question.
Oh, shit. Would you scalp these tickets?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Sorry. All right. We're having a good time.
That is tonight's Fruit by the Foot joke of the night.
Boy, I wish there was a new app for me to download and make some money during March Madness.
There is, Bagel. Hey, guys, Adam Ray here. Hope you're doing well. I'm fired up, and I had to get on here and tell you about Kalshi.com. It's a new app that allows you to trade on all things March Madness in 2025, like the Final Four that's coming up. This is the only place to do it in all 50 states. Kalshi, what is it? Well, it's an app that lets you trade on real-world events. It's the only first and legal prediction market that lets you trade on things that are actually happening, whether it's who's going to win the Grammys or how fast I was going to put my dog down during this ad, how high Bitcoin's going to get this year, or who's going to win the election coming up. Hey, maybe it's going to be me. Come on, give me a chance. We're going up, down, A, B, left, right, select, start. Come on, we're doing it. Come on, you know, it is Kalshi. Cash me outside. That's not what we're talking about, Joe. This is the place to be. I've been putting down money on Kalshi.com, making money back, and that's the best part. Why don't we see what the Kalshi market's saying about the Final Four coming up this weekend? Look, you can see right there on Kalshi.com that people think that Duke and Florida are going to step up and meet in the national championship. I'm looking to make some quick cash so I can get a razor and shave my chest, so I'm probably throwing down some money on Auburn and Houston. That's right, baby. Kalshi has markets on almost anything: politics, movies, music, sports, crypto, and more. They have over 1 million users in all 50 states and have facilitated over $2 billion in trades. Look, it's time to start putting your money where your mouth is, okay? 10 minutes ago, I told my wife if she let me do this ad, I would drink a glass of her urine with some Diet Sprite in it. So, if you want to start making some quick, easy cash right now, go to Kalshi.com/Dr. Phil. And the first 500 traders that trade 100 contracts will get a free $10 credit. That's Kalshi.com/Dr. Phil. I'm so excited. And start making some money for yourself. You deserve it. Cheers.
Oh, gosh. No. God, so good.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, I've officially upgraded my spring wardrobe, and it's all thanks to Chubbies. March Madness is in full swing, upsets galore, and look, I'm watching my bracket get obliterated like you guys, and I decided it was time to treat myself to some seriously comfortable, stylish gear. Enter Chubbies, and let me tell you, they nailed it. I've been living in their original stretch shorts, and I'm obsessed, okay? They're comfy, they're smooth, they just make me feel good. My twig and berries feel good down there. They've got the perfect mix of comfort and style with the stretchiness that allows me to move around while keeping myself feeling and looking fresh. And depending on how much thigh you want to show off, they come in 3 inseam lengths, 4, 5.5, and 7 inches. That's what she said. I'm rocking the 5.5s right now, and man, they feel great. Plus the elastic waistband and button fly. Dude, I'm never going back to regular shorts. And don't get me started on their performance polos. So stretchy and breathable. They're perfect for everything from game day to hanging out with friends or even just lounging at home with a nice cold beverage or joint. Oh, and we got to talk about the classic line, swim trunks. I'm wearing these suckers morning, noon, and night. Whether I'm at the gym or doing laps, these are the trunks you want. Whether you're getting dressed for the workday, a workout, or a weekend getaway, there's a Chubbies for that. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving my ALN viewers 20% off your order with our code ALN at ChubbiesShorts.com. That's promo code ALN at ChubbiesShorts.com. Support our show and tell them that we sent you. Be your own Cinderella story with Chubbies. ALN is the promo code at ChubbiesShorts.com. Be your own Cinderella story with Chubbies.com. Promo code ALN for 20% off.
Mark,
what up? Adam Ray here. Guys, if you're like me, you're a guy and you were raised Jewish and you're still trying to figure out what that means. But you also want to make every single sports moment count, especially now that basketball season is heating up. He's heating up. That's why I've teamed up with Prize Picks. And let me tell you, it's completely changed how I experience sports. It's daily fantasy like you've never seen before. And it's so freaking, sorry for cursing, easy to use. If you're not on it, well, you're missing out. How does it work, Pedro? Let me tell you, JoJo Biden. Prize Picks lets you pick more or less on player projections, like points, rebounds, or assists, and you can win up to 1,000 times your cash. It's like having a front row seat to the action, but instead of cheering, you're actually a part of the game. The best part? Well, you can mix and match players across multiple sports. That rules. Basketball, football, hockey, hell, even esports. It's all on there.
Yeah, what about the app?
I thought you were in bed, bud. Well, it's super easy to use. I made a lineup in under 60 seconds. Plus, with Prize Picks Flex Play option, you don't have to hit on everything you win. You can still double your money, even if one of your picks doesn't hit. That's huge. I've been all over basketball picks lately. Right now, I'm feeling great about LeBron James grabbing more than 7 boards and Luka Doncic going over 25 points. They are the new Showtime. It's what life is all about. These guys are about to make me some serious cash, and I can go get some avocado on my Subway sandwich. I can already feel it. So listen up. Download the app today and use the promo code ALN to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's right, $50 just for getting started. Download the app, use the promo code ALN, and get $50 after your first $5 play. Prize Picks, run your game.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Look, money is something we all need. But when's the last time money stressed you out? Yesterday? I mean, look, it's not like any of us love those moments when you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking, where did my money go? I've definitely been there. I mean, who hasn't? If you're a person, you definitely have doubted where you're getting money, when are you getting money, and how are you getting money? If you're selling your body on the side of the freeway, or you're working a double shift at Nordstrom, you need it to survive. But the thing is, once you get a grip on your finances, you feel more in control and less overwhelmed, right? It makes a world of difference. And that's where Acorns comes in, okay? They say money can't buy happiness. Well, that might be true, but money can sure make you feel a lot of other things like stressed, guilty, overwhelmed. And if you're not in control of your money can control you. Trust me, I've been there. But once I started using Acorns, everything changed, okay? Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, the official financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools and make it easy to start saving and investing for your future, all right, which is just around the corner. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns let you get started with the spare money you've got right now. Even if all you've got is 50 cents, you don't need a ton of time. Create an Acorns account. Start investing in just 5 minutes, okay? You don't need to feel like the financial wellness is impossible. You want to feel confident and in control. And Acorns gives you a small, simple step, a couple of them, to get you and your money back on track. Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. I personally have loved how easy it is to use. Okay, it's given me and my wife the sense of control over our finances that we are missing. Yeah, you start small and over time it builds up just like planting an acorn. See what I did there? And you watch it grow into something bigger. So if you want to take control of your money right now, sign up and join over what 13 million people have already done. Save money and invest over $22 billion with Acorns. That's what people have done. 13 million people right now, consumers, customers, they've invested over $22 billion with Acorns. So head to acorns.com, acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Once again, that's acorns.com/ALN. Sorry, I just was counting the money I've saved from Acorns. Acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/ALN.
Yes.
You're from New York City.
No,
but no,
I'm not.
You're from New Orleans.
Yes.
But now, do people...
Hey, yep. Who dat?
Yep. Do people mix that up a lot? Because once you live in a city for a while, I think people start to just go, "That's you're associated with that spot now, right?"
Yeah, well, they're very different. They got the new, but we had Katrina, and right. Then New York has 9/11. So different tragedies.
I guess that is how you kind of differentiate a city, right?
Yeah, and we had no Jews, which was very nice. But, no, I'm kidding.
In New Orleans?
No Jews. Too hot. They melt.
Yeah, I was going to say they move, but we'll go with your answer. Yeah.
You can't tunnel. It's under sea level, so you can't do the tunneling, you know?
Yeah.
Any Jews here?
Any Jews here?
Hey, all right. Yeah,
put them up in the balcony.
Hell yeah.
Huh? What'd you say?
Oh.
He's right about the Jewish thing, that it's too hot. Yeah, and I'll take it from here, sweetheart, but thanks for coming out. Yeah. Appreciate you supporting live comedy.
But Jewish women, they're sexy.
Oh, they are, yeah. Have you ever been with a Jewish woman?
Oh, my wife is Jewish. Met her on that Jewish app, PayPal.
There it is, yeah. That's a great site.
Yeah.
A lot of good people on that site.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever, you're so goddamn funny, Mark. I don't think I've ever seen you bomb, but every comic's got, you know, I always say in life, you don't get better if you're crushing all the time, right?
Mm.
Even Big Pun, who crushed a lot, you know, like.
Big Pun.
I think that there's something about rap songs that make me question if I did it right, you know, because the stories are so provocative, you know.
Yeah.
You ever hear a song and go, that speaks to me?
Yes. ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those karaoke songs that gets people fired up. I lost my virginity to Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen.
Whoa! Sexy. Well, you know, speaking of music, you know, it's from here is old Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Jews. But I just bought his merch. He's killing it.
Yeah, he's selling, it's only swastika hoodies, right?
Yeah, well, he's about this close to fighting for Gaza. I mean, he's going all in.
Why do you think, what has to happen inside your brain just to go full knots?
I think you hang out with three of them, you're there. But, no.
Do you think the Kardashians did something to him? Do you think they, I'm not saying that Kim K, KK, you know, has anything to
interesting.
To do with it. But I think that, you know, the family, maybe Rob, you know, said something, got in his ear.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he thinks Pete Davidson is Jewish. Because he was banging Kim K for a while, which is very impressive for Pete, because that vagina is a predominantly black neighborhood. And he really gentrified it up. But yeah, that's a good question. I think he's just trying to stand out. He did a Klan hood. He did a few things.
Well, because it's just like, you know, you did it all, Kanye. You were so famous and popular. I don't know why you would want to get in your own way and do the thing that is, you know, if you were to make like a, if we were going to play Family Feud, like, what's the number one thing Kanye shouldn't do, right?
And right.
I would say, like, praise Hitler would be number one through five. You know? And then maybe, you know, do a Sudoku backwards or something, you know?
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's a tough one. But he's getting he's got some buzz going. It's working.
It's all about momentum, right?
There you go.
Have you ever been with a black woman?
Sure.
Great.
It was, I could exfoliate if you want.
If you want, yeah. If it's a story for the kids.
Well, you can't hit them from the back because the buttocks really kills your length.
The ripple.
Yes.
The ripple effect.
Well, not the ripple. There's just a lot of girth back there, and you can't penetrate.
Oh, because the butt's
larger.
Knocking your dick. What do you mean by that?
Well, the butt goes.
The butt goes.
The woman I was with. I fucked Nicki Minaj, and. It's harder to penetrate from the back.
Gotcha.
There's so much subject matter.
So you got to do it like up against the fridge or something? What's your favorite way to... you had a baby, right?
She wasn't that fat.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I had a baby.
Imagine if you are a big girl and your husband always wants to fuck you up against the fridge. That's kind of... That's like a double whammy, right?
I guess. Especially if you can open it during it and get a beer. That'd be nice.
You taking notes, Xander? Now, I think there is something. I think there is something to say, Mark, about putting your money where your mouth is. Because you told me once off camera that you always wanted to be a comedian, right?
Yeah.
Starting at what age?
Probably like 13.
That's pretty young to have a passion, right?
I guess so.
Did you want to do something else, or what? I want to be like the Ice Cream Man or a Ninja Turtle, right? And then I realized that one of those was probably impossible, right?
Right, right.
So
point.
Then I shifted to this realm of profession. But was there like a day job that could have turned into something fruitful?
No, I did every horrible job in the book. I was a janitor, furniture mover, busboy. I did it all. Construction gopher.
What's that?
Fluffer. I did a lot of tough ones. Well, I was like the guy who got the moved the rubble, demo, put everything in the bag, like cleaned up.
Right. Yeah. If you're a construction gopher, I feel like things didn't pan out the way you wanted them to, right?
No, I was young. I was just trying to be a comedian and broke.
Did you ever get in trouble or fired at one of the busboy positions because you were making cracks to the bosses?
No. I did good. Me and the Mexicans were like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all gone now. But we had a good run.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
I have.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. Good.
Because we got so much time on the road to watch shows and movies, right?
Yeah. Why are you asking about Oppenheimer? That's like 8 months ago.
All right. You think OJ did it? I mean, what do
sure,
you want from me right
sure.
now?
Sure, yeah. I do think he did it.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with crime documentaries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't get enough.
Wow, you're like a white woman.
Yep.
But, all right. What about Monica Lewinsky? You like her?
I think she did it, too.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Well, you've seen the dress, right?
Well, Monica, you know who owes her an apology is Hawk Tua. Monica walks, or Hawk Tua can spit. Right?
It's insane that she was even famous, but then I forget what country I'm in, you know?
Yeah.
This country loves to just put people up for a couple minutes.
Right.
Right? Let them bake in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, it's on them to figure it out.
How yeah.
Tua could have been, I mean, shit, she could have gotten a cabinet position in Trump's, if she played her cards right or, right. you know, fucked him or something, but, you know.
That's true. Department of Education. Something. Yeah. yeah.
You think RFK is going to do a good job?
Yeah, well, you know, he's the voice of a generation.
I heard he's going to take over for Tom Hanks in the next Toy Story.
She took over Tom Waits with that voice. But, you know, he's actually, you know, it's weird. He was a long-term Democrat.
Yeah.
And then Trump got shot, and then he got on board, which was shocking to me. But I guess RFK figured, well, now you've been shot, you feel like family.
That used to be the Olive Garden slogan.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a guy that was shot at the Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
We was having dinner. A guy, yeah. The story's not very good, but the guy
sure.
walked in, you know, and said, give me all your breadsticks, you know.
Yep.
And money, right? But not in that order, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the young staff at the Olive Garden, they're all fucking, I don't want to say they've all got Asperger's, but they've all... It's not the cream of the crop, you know?
No, it's no Cheesecake Factory.
It's no Cheesecake Factory.
I hear you.
Cheesecake Factory has OnlyFans models and MILFs, and the Olive Garden, you know, 9 out of 16 employees have, you know, they're fucking yeah. retarded, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's, yes.
Which is fine, because I support, you know, diversity, but...
It's a lot of honey boo-boos over there.
A lot of honey boo-boos, yeah.
Well, you know, he's like the Luigi of the Olive Garden.
That's
the guy who shot somebody.
That's right. Can you imagine if Luigi had shot that guy in front of an Olive Garden?
Oh.
The headlines, you know?
Yeah, it'd be great for Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Good press.
They could use the press, yeah.
You know, he's in the same jail as P. Diddy.
Luigi?
Yes. Olive oil meets baby oil.
Yeah, Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's a comedy savant right there. Mark,
yeah.
Nothing's off limits in 2025. We can see that. We can feel that. Do you ever jam yourself up, though, when you're thinking of a hot topic, you know, and not just to go buy a shirt at, but like something that you want to discuss in your routine, but you go, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know, because someone's going to fucking, you know, comment weird or rush the stage and Will Smith me or Jada Pinkett me, right?
No. You know, I shoot my shot, you know, and... Yeah, I go for it. What? It's jokes.
Yeah.
What are people going to do, you know?
There's words. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. You know. Oh, it's fine. But, you know, Chris Rock, he stood there. He took it, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do. The Will Smith thing, that was crazy.
It was crazy.
And thank God he didn't make fun of Alec Baldwin's wife. But...
keep your wife's name out my fucking mouth.
Pretty good.
Not bad. I've never tried an Alec Baldwin before, so that was new for everybody. Did you do any impressions, Mark?
No, not really. I wish.
People always do impressions of you. Does that drive you up the wazoo?
I can do my dad.
Okay.
You ready?
That's illegal in most states.
Oh. I do a pretty good impression of my dad. You ready?
Can I be you? And then
yeah.
Let's do a scene. Ready?
All right, you start.
Okay. Hey, Dad. Woke up this morning feeling a little gay.
He left the family. I know. He was black. Where are my black people at?
Where are you at, guys? We got my man, was it Chris? No, who runs Whirlpool Enterprises? What's your name again, sir?
John.
John? Yeah, we got John at Whirlpool Enterprises. You know what Whirlpool Enterprises is, Mark?
No, the tub?
I think it's... Is it the tub, John? The refrigerator. Or the refrigerator, yeah.
Oh, I fucked your sister up against one of those. All right.
Let's cut to a clip.
Yeah.
No, we don't have the clip. We ran out of clip budget. I love you, John. Thanks for coming out.
Johnny.
Do you have a crazy story from the subway, Mark?
Because
you're in New York City. That's a mode of public transpo.
I see a lot of guys jerking it.
Get the fuck out of here.
All the time. It's very common. And one guy was like, Louis C.K.? What the fuck? No. Cut that. Hey, he's a friend.
Put it back in. No, we'll take it out.
Yeah, a lot of jerking, a lot of crazy. The best is when two crazies meet, and they have to out-crazy each other.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's fun. But yeah, New York's nuts.
Yeah, the crazy, it's just every day there's... Does it cancel each other out, or does crazy highlight crazy?
Crazy doesn't like crazy.
Yeah.
It's like when two guys show up to the gym blaring music. They go, what the fuck are you doing? And the other guy goes, what are you doing? And they cancel. Uh-oh, what do you got, a little semen?
A little monkeypox.
Oh, okay.
Monkeypox came and went, remember that?
Yeah.
It was like Grape Fanta.
Right, yeah.
It was here for a couple weeks. Fauci freaked out about it, and then it was gone.
Oh, yeah. Any gays here?
What?
Then they were the ones with monkeypox.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know gays and Grape Fanta were connected.
No, that's black.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
But yeah, gays like the, they had the monkey.
What is the gay drink? Like, is there like a drink?
Oh, yeah. I guess it's cum. But, right? Oh, jeez. Oh.
That was really funny. Xander, did you like that one?
Oh, I forgot about Xander.
Keep it going for Xander one more time, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Hey, Xandy.
Living legend over there.
He was good in Game of Thrones, that kid.
Mark, I got some questions from your fans.
Oh, no.
No, those are good. You got a lot of great fans. You got 3,600 fans here right now staring at you.
Wow, let's see.
We've got these fan-submitted questions from all over the country, fans from all shapes and sizes of the world, and I'm going to read a few. Let's see here. Okay. Have you ever gotten so drunk at a friend's party that you forgot your name or think about murder or eat too much fast food and call an ex and tell her that she's got a stinky veg? Fiona Franklin, 8 years old, Crystal Lake, Illinois. So these are real questions from real people. You ever get too drunk, I guess, is the question.
I had a real drunk problem, real blackout problem in my 20s. We used to get drunk, play these crazy games. You guys ever play driving?
Oh, yeah. Too much.
Yeah, a lot of drunk driving. So, yeah, I was a real black. I'm from New Orleans. So drinking there, it's like a DUI is like our bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
You know?
Do people ever get, like, BUIs? Like, you ever see people on bikes or scooters?
Oh, yeah. Well, you get the bike after the DUI.
You get the bike.
Because you can't drive anymore, so you got to get a bike.
Oh, because you got to get to Best Buy somehow, right?
Sure.
Mary Fuck Kill, Mark Hamill, Mark Normand, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Monica Gathers, 7 years old, Skokie, Illinois. So another Mark Normand fan.
Well, I definitely fuck Zach from
Zach
Saved
Morris.
By the Bell.
That's Mark Paul Gosselaar. Yeah.
Yeah, he still looks good. Can we pull him up?
No, sorry.
He's still a hunk.
You have to pay for that on YouTube.
Time out.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, that was cool.
Can you imagine one time if he was just like, time out, and they just went up to fucking Mario Lopez and just like started fingering him? I don't know. But he never used it for anything cool. He was always like, time out, and then he like changed his F to a C or something.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
I guess it was a kid show. But
I guess I'd kill Mark Hamill.
Luke Skywalker, huh?
Wait, I'm in there?
Yeah, Mark Normand, Mark Hamill, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Mary Fuck Kill.
I guess I'd kill myself.
Sure.
I don't want to kill Luke Skywalker.
Well, that's admirable of you.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Yeah, because what if he wants to do the sequel to Bert Kreischer's Machine movie?
Oh, is he in that?
He's in the first one.
Really?
Mark Hamill's in The Machine.
Whoa. Wait, what's The Machine?
Bert Kreischer's. Are you serious?
He made a movie?
Let's cut to a clip.
All right.
Nope, we still don't have access. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one finds out, or have sex with a goat but everyone... let me start again.
All right.
Would you rather have sex... I'm reading these for the first time. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one finds out, or not have sex with a goat but everyone thinks you did? Ronnie Thomas, 6 years old, Waukegan, Illinois.
Obviously, you got to go goat. I mean, you still get to fuck a goat, no one knows about it.
Yeah, you got to fuck... Yeah, so you'd fuck it.
That's a win-win. Would you ever fuck an animal? And if so, what animal? And don't say Rosie O'Donnell.
All right, well, that takes off two of my answers.
Don't go giraffe. You got to jump.
Yeah, that's too high. I mean, Hippo would... No. There's something interesting about a bobcat.
Oh, that's still pussy.
There's also the chase, right? You know, I like to... I like the mystique, the mystery, the fear element. You
yeah.
know, being chased down the street.
Yeah. Horse is popular.
Well, that's... Yeah, you don't want to do that, though. There was a guy in Enumclaw, Washington, who left his family. Yeah, yeah. Was that the guy? I mean, why'd you woo, sir? Yeah. You read the news. This guy left his family and was secretively skipping outdoors to bang a horse.
Really?
And then one sunny Enumclaw day, he took a... I mean, I don't know how big this thing was. The horse is schlong, but it punctured his colon.
Whoa!
And he died. And guess what? Bestiality was not illegal in the state of Washington up until this point. So imagine being at a bar finding out that this is off the table now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's a sad day.
It's like being at that party and someone calls the cops and then, you know, you got to go to somebody else's garage, you know?
Sure.
I miss high school parties, don't you?
Oh, the best. Well, you never thought we were banging high school age women.
In high school, yeah.
Yes. That never occurred to me till later.
I know. Well, but it was, you know, but it was of the time, you know?
Right.
Mark, you've done so much for the comedy world. One more time for Mark Norman. This is one of the guys that you just...
Oh, no.
I can't get enough of you, Mark.
We're going to end on that?
No.
Oh, okay, great.
I need some help from you. There's a lot going on in the world, okay? Not just in Chicago, but all over this great nation. And so I get people reaching out every other day with questions, okay?
Uh-huh.
They want to see if there's any advice I got for them, if I can steer them down the path to success.
Yes.
So I'd love to take a look at some of these advice videos, and maybe you can help me dish out some advice to these...
I'd be honored.
You guys want to play a little advice video game with Mark Norman
at
the Chicago Theater? Steven, let's play. Hey, Dr. Phil, can you help me out? I'm fucked up. And if Mark Norman's there, too, that'd be dope. Great. That was $30 well spent. All right. Hit those house lights, those stage lights, Sean. And then, Steven, give me my first advice video. Here we go, Mark.
Dr. Phil, what do I do if I find out that my wife is pregnant with another man's baby right after we finished having sex?
Whoa, mama.
First of all, is that his real fucking voice? I mean, holy shit.
And he couldn't stop drinking for the clip. That was a tall boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was wearing a DP hoodie, so I appreciate the love, but...
Double penetration.
But or double penny if you're at the OG.
Uh-huh.
I always get those two mixed up. You know, having someone... So he wanted to know if your wife is fucking somebody else and the baby's not yours.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, that's tough. I feel like you got to just... That's your cue to exit... Stage right, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
If it's not your kid, I think about how many times on Maury Povich, they're like, the baby is not yours. The guy didn't go, that's all right, I'll stick around and raise him.
Right.
They fucking peaced out and went to Chili's, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to go.
Like, if you found out your baby wasn't yours, and you found out that, like, I don't know, your wife was fucking, you know, Montel Jordan, what would you do?
Jesus Christ, this is how we do it. Yeah, that would be an out, I think.
You'd be done. Xander, what would you? No, all right. Let's see one more. let's see one more video, Stephen. What else we got?
Hi, Dr. Phil. We have a question for you.
All right, hurry the fuck
what
up.
What would you do if you were to break up with a guy or girl, and then he replies he would sleep with your stepsister?
Yep.
Wait. What?
I think they read that off ChatGPT.
Oh yeah.
So they said, what if a guy breaks up with you, but then texts back, you know, but I'm down to put it in your stepsister. Is that what the question was?
Yeah, I didn't get it. I just was admiring the lesbians.
Yeah. All right. Next video, Steven.
Okay.
One more video. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Dr. Phil, I have a question for you. What do you do when your girl doesn't let you stick it in her butt?
Jeez.
All right.
Wow. Well, apparently by his shirt, she was on her period. Good Lord, what was that sweater?
I think he got that from some fucking Double Dare website. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, anal's not for everybody. And I talk about that in my book, We've Got Issues. Chapter 46, sometimes you got to go in the front door just to see what the back's all about.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, anal's, look, you know, tomato, tomato, Ray Romano, but also... You know, you gotta grease the wheels. You know, you gotta.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't strike me as an anal individual.
Really?
Great band name, by the way.
Anal Individual. AI.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, I've never been a butthole guy.
No, me neither.
I've tried it. It hurts me. But, I don't know, I don't get the appeal. I've done it. You get shit on your dick. The ladies don't seem to love it. The only positive is you can't get pregnant.
Right. Well,
and if you did, that is one impressive child.
Well, I think that's how Arnold Schwarzenegger got pregnant in the movie Junior.
Oh, yeah. Well, men can get pregnant.
Yeah. All right, one more video, Steven. Let's take a peek. What do we got?
Hey, Dr. Phil. Seth Miller here, asking, what's it like making everyone's hopes and dreams that you meet and help come true? I gotta ask.
Wow, you make hopes and dreams come true.
Somebody said, fuck that guy. Sounds like the kid that's gonna throw Xander in a locker in 5 years. Now, why fuck that guy, sir? This guy was coming in with a compliment. He had a decent bone structure, some fun tattoos. Now, everyone who submitted a video here tonight is here. Is that guy here, by the way? Turn the house lights on for me, Sean, real
Whoa.
Quick. Is that guy, that last guy here? Where is he? Yeah? Oh, shit, there he is right there.
Where? Oh, there he is.
Well, sorry about the guy upstairs who told you to go fuck yourself. What's your name, sir? Matt. Well, where are you from?
Matt.
Seth? Doesn't matter. Seth, where are you from? Who? Peoria, Illinois. Shut up, baby.
Nice.
So, Seth, your question is, you're making hopes and dreams come true, and you want to know how to keep on doing it? I am, yeah. Well, what's going on in your life, Seth? Are you striving to be perfect but coming up short? Yeah, what do you do for...
Whoa.
Who the fuck was that? I like how four people are pointing to him. Oh, you guys can't see, but... The guy I'm looking at looks like, I mean, sir, you look like you crawled out of a cave 6 hours ago. It's always the guy with the Rumpelstiltskin hair and the fucking Mike Pence cock that screams from the third balcony. Thanks for coming out. Happy early Kwanzaa. Now, Seth, I think there's something about what you're doing that everybody can, relate to. Do you have a job, Seth? Great. Email me tomorrow morning. What the fuck is it? Who? You're a custodian.
Hey,
yeah.
All right.
You guys want to make out? What's going on? What's
Sure.
Custodian, yeah, janitor, city, yeah. Seth, do you like the job? Was that the dream? Speaking of dreams, was this what you were fantasizing about as a young boy here in Peoria? What'd you want to do, Seth?
And how'd you afford this ticket?
She said, Seth, I can't hear you very too well. Why don't you fucking come up on stage and we'll Whoa! Try to break you down. Guys, give it over to Seth real quick.
Mama.
Gonna bring him up on stage and see if we can get to the bottom of this with Mark Norman.
Yeah.
Here we go, Seth. Come on. Appreciate you coming out. Security. This guy just pointed where the stairs was. Fucking definitely needed you here tonight. Thank you so much for being here, Seth. What's your name?
Seth.
Yeah, Seth. And still Seth?
Still Seth.
Great. And Seth, you been drinking tonight?
A little bit.
Say hi to Mark Norman.
Hey, what's shaking, fatty? Oh, thanks. Huh?
He said, right. What's shaking, fatty?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a real Oxycontin vibe from this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you look like a groundhog with a pill problem, Seth.
I'll take it.
It's a compliment. That's a tough gig to get. Seth, so you're a custodian. You've been doing it for how long?
About 4 years.
Yeah. And who supports you?
My girlfriend, Jess.
Whoa!
You have a girlfriend.
Who? Hey,
here
Jess!
Jess, are you also, please tell me you guys met in the fucking bathroom cleaning up diarrhea. Where'd you meet Jess?
Actually, at my job a little bit, yeah.
Oh, really? What'd
she...
She was a teacher. She was. Teacher's aide.
Easy.
And then she got fired or what?
No, just different job.
Yeah. What are you doing now, Jess?
Med tech.
Vet tech.
Oh, vet tech.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. Well, so if I was going to... get fucked by a horse, Jess. What would I put a Band-Aid on? Or like, what? We can talk about this on Facebook later. But Seth, do you guys have kiddos?
We do. Four.
You got any advice for Mark Norman on the father department?
Yes, please.
Great. Thanks a lot, Seth.
All
that
right.
was really helpful information.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm still learning myself.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Well, I want to do an exercise because I know that it's tough to not only be a mom like Jess, but it's tough to be a dad. And you guys came out here tonight. I'd love to do a little couples therapy on you. Jess, do you mind coming up on stage and helping us figure out why the fuck you're even with Seth? Guys, keep it going for Jess real quick. Here she comes. Take your sweet ass time, Jess. Definitely parkour onto the stage if you're feeling lucky. Feel free to say hi to Xander on the way in. Let him smell your armpit or something for old time's sake. Jess is drinking a cocktail. Yeah, what's she drinking?
Nice. Jimmy.
Yeah. Come on, Jess. Here we go.
And you guys have four kids, and you're still out. Yeah. You're living the dream, or you're neglecting. No. Or you're neglecting, I'm saying.
Well, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I wish you were my dad.
Can the kid?
You could be.
Can the kids raise themselves, Seth?
Half of them.
Yeah. The other half are
too young.
Yeah, for sure. Here she comes. Guys, make some noise for
hey,
Jess. Here
Jess,
she comes.
Come on.
Jess, how are you?
How you doing?
Santa Mark Norman. Jess, Dr. Phil, how you doing? You must, yeah, stand on this side. I'll stand in the middle of you guys. How you doing, Jess?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Like your tattoos?
Hey, thanks.
Oh, let me see that. Oh, yeah. You guys swing? No.
Now, what do you got? I kind of want a tattoo, Jess. It looks like you got the cast of Fern Gully below your titties. What else you got?
Oh, I don't know. My brother's a tattoo artist.
Oh, so you got some freebies.
No, I paid for those.
Where's that swastika?
No. Right. All right. Easy.
Sorry.
It's in there somewhere. What do you got on your left arm?
Praying mantis.
Praying mantis. Girls love the praying mantis, right? Does it? Yeah, because it means like, after you, like, life gets tough, so just spread your wings and fly, bitch.
Or eat your husband's head off.
Whoa!
Oh, shit. Wow, welcome back to Snapped on A&E. You ever see that show?
ID Discovery.
Yeah, I don't know what you just fucking said. Let's go this way. Jess, I like Seth's energy. I like yours as well. You can tell you guys got some fun enthusiasm between you. Four kids, right?
Yes, ma'am, sir.
Yep, all right. What are you, sipping on a Cosby Colada? What is that?
A double shot of whiskey.
There we go. What are you sipping on tonight, Seth?
Tito's.
Yeah, Tito's, yeah. What's his last name?
I didn't ask.
Now, you guys came up here on your own free will. I appreciate that. This is the first ever Dr. Phil Live in Chicago. You having a good time so far?
Loving it.
Jess, I want to do a little exercise. I do this with all couples that brave the elements and come up on stage. We like to do a little word association, okay? Which means I'm going to have you close your eyes one at a time. You're going to say a word that comes to your head after I've said a word, okay? And I want you to kind of loosen up, free your mind, free your twat, and just go, you know what? No blockage. Yep. Well, fucking keep them closed for the sake of this game. But yeah. Yeah. But yep. Yep. There you got a pee or poo? What's going on?
Nothing.
You ever have to sit down and you think it's a pee, but then it turns into a shit?
It's usually both.
Or a miscarriage.
All right, Mark. God damn it.
Sorry.
All right, we'll leave it in.
I've been drinking.
No, you're fine, Mark. That's at Mark Norman on Threads. Now, I'm trying to give Threads a shout out.
Sure.
Jess, I'm gonna have Seth go first. So you stay back here with Mark Norman. Seth, come on up with me, and I'm gonna say a word. You say, step up a little closer here near the stairs. Third eye blind style. And close your eyes, and I'll say a word, and you say the first thing that comes to your head, okay? Baby.
Mother.
Weed.
Us.
Okay. Tattoo.
Skin.
Okay. Mark Norman.
Gay.
Nice. That was great.
Show your eyes again, yeah. Hey, quit looking at my fucking sheet, bitch. You better not queef in that chair. I'm going to put you too late. All right, can I get a new chair? It's clean. You're fine. How about this? How about Chicago?
The best.
Pretty good. How about Hooters?
Boobs.
Yeah. Janitor.
Seth.
That's fair.
That was so fucking sad the way you said that.
I said sad. I almost said sad when you said janitor.
You're killing it. You're a very affable guy. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Jess, shut the fuck up back there. No, I love you. He is great. I love you. You got a lot of spunk. Jess.
Love.
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 L-O-V-E.
He can read.
Tell me love.
Love. The, love is the word. You just kept spelling it like a fucking kid in the back of the bus.
Okay. Heart.
Heart.
Yeah.
Kevin Great. Hart. Thanks a lot, Seth. Yeah, you're done. You can go stand. Go swap places. Jess, come on up. Hand Seth your drink real quick. No. All right, she's holding on to it. Here we go. All right, here we go. Look forward. Close your eyes. You got to get the full effect, okay?
Shall we pray?
Yeah, do you want to start? Do you pray before... the Father and the Son and the... Right? The Holy...
420.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, here we go. I'm going to say... So you know how it works, right? It's Family Feud style. I say a word, you say the first word that comes to your head, okay? Okay. Chicago.
Illinois. Okay.
That's fair.
Mark Norman.
Who?
Oh, that was great. That was better than gay. That was great. This is the weirdest episode of Kill Tony I've ever seen.
All right. Kill Tony.
Hell yeah!
Janitor.
Seth.
Baby.
Mama.
Father.
Holy Ghost.
tattoos.
Love him.
Seth.
I love him.
Oh! Will you marry me, Jeff?
She said yes! I love you, Seth. God bless
Amazing.
You. Thank you so much.
You made those kids legitimate.
Back to your seats. We'll get you some merch before the end of the show, okay? Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. Here we go for the great Mark Norman, you guys. What a gentleman. Holy shit. You guys having a good time so far? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.